Last week, here on the People's News, we reported on the story of Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold and how he decided to not seek re-election after news broke of the $84,000 settlement of a sexual harassment case using taxpayer money. However, Farenthold submitted his paperwork to withdraw from the March primary election too late, and last week, we reported that this mistake, made by Farenthold, could mean his name would still be on the ballot. This mistake has led to the filing of two lawsuits in the past week, one by the Texas GOP and one by Texas Democrats. The Republicans sued the state's Secretary of State in federal court in an effort to keep Farenthold off the ballot, arguing it was his intention to file his withdrawal from the election before the deadline, and it was the party's intention to distance itself from the disgraced congressman. During the federal court hearing this week, an attorney for the state of Texas said that the Texas Secretary of State actually had no authority to force the Republicans to follow the rules and submit Farenthold's name for the ballot. So the Republicans dropped their lawsuit and decided to submit the names of the six other Republicans vying for Farenthold's old seat during the March primary election. Then, the Democrats filed their own federal lawsuit in an attempt to keep Farenthold on the ballot as an incumbent. In the lawsuit, Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa had the following to say about it all. Texas Democrats will not stand idle while Republicans rig the ballot. Only voters have the power to choose who leads our state and nation, not politicians and party officers and backroom decisions. Last we checked, this was Texas, not Russia. Hours later, the Democrats dropped their lawsuit after the federal judge in the case refused to issue a temporary restraining order against the GOP that would have kept them from removing Farenthold's name on the ballot. Five Democrats have filed for Farenthold's seat, Texas's 27th congressional district, a district that stretches from Corpus Christi to Wharton. The district is one of two congressional districts that have been fought over in court during the past 6 years after being redrawn to benefit Republican politicians. The U.S. Supreme Court announced this week that it will meet January 5th to consider taking up the case of whether or not the redistricting of the two Texas districts discriminates against minorities in violation of the Constitution and the Voting Rights Act. Last week, on his campaign's Facebook page, Farenthold explained why he chose not to run for re-election.
I'd never served in public office before. I had no idea how to run a congressional office. And as a result, I allowed a workplace culture to take root in my office that was too permissive and decidedly unprofessional. It accommodated destructive gossip, offhand comments, off-color jokes, and behavior that in general was less than professional. And I allowed the personal stress of the job to manifest itself in angry outbursts and too often a failure to treat people with the respect that they deserved. That was wrong. An unprofessional work environment is not a crime, but it's embarrassing to me and to my family. In recent weeks, there's been a renewed focus on the allegations that were made against me by a former employee several years ago. I want to be perfectly clear. The charges that were made are false. You know, there's no special prosecutor on Capitol Hill, but the closest thing to a special prosecutor is the Office of Congressional Ethics. That bipartisan panel conducted a month-long investigation into the allegations against me several years ago, and it came to the unanimous conclusion that there was a lack of evidence to support this very serious accusation.
In his Facebook apology and retirement announcement, Farenthold didn't mention the most recent developments in the story. Earlier this month, he became under further scrutiny by the U.S. House of Representatives Ethics Committee for the sexual harassment incident and other complaints about his office's workplace culture, after it was revealed the taxpayers settled the sexual harassment case. You know, the one he said they found there wasn't enough evidence, with a payment of $84,000. When that payment became public, Farenthold said he'd take out a loan and pay that money back to the people. He hasn't yet. Brandon Moeller, The People's News on KPFT. Houston.